Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. That's Neuro Linguistic Innovation Radio. And today I come up with a whole new process of life, I guess it is for me, and it's an unprocessed life. And really it comes down to how the world is in a dead spot or a dead end in the way we live, the way we talk to each other spiritually in the coaching, life coaching arena, the personal growth arena, the finances, business, and in our personal lives. We're at a dead end. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think we're more in a dead spot, and we're waiting for something to open us up. And that's my new journey in life, is to find an innovative way to open people's eyes, to open up the communication of innovation. And Common Sense Politically Incorrect is my new blogging site I'm in the process of expanding. But we're really in a dead spot because we've been in this recession now. We've been in a recession off and on since the 60s. And the reason we have recession is we're afraid of prosperity. And the bigger challenge in life is we're afraid of prosperity, but we're afraid of our own talent. We've been taught that it's other people's courage allows us to work for them to build their dreams. And actually working for people has stolen my dream, your dream. It's been a convenience way of life. I have to admit, I've done good doing it, but has it been fulfilling? And God in the universe and all the mystical sources in the world, they have an intention of people living a better life. And this is something I've been really toying around with in my mind. Is it time for us to write a new Bible in order for us to live, take pillage, plunder, and suffer, and put prosperity, feast, and playtime rather than wartime, put in peace? Is it time for us to open up the peace? Because in peace, people are prosperous. They live in prayer, expanding affluent, correlating enterprise, emotional energies to expand the world. And right now, if you look at the world and you look at it from a step back and look at it, and if you go back into our continuous now to from the 80s, the 70s, we've always been in some kind of turmoil. And turmoil is a termite of trepidation. Because it's easier to be in turmoil. And that is where we're at today. And people, and I read a lot of stuff, the spiritual world, the coaching world, it's all the same. Change, heal, create, transformation, expectations, and all the expectations of zero. They take you into the scintillation of nothingness. And that's where we're at. Because you listen to the pundits and you listen to all the pros and all the college medication educated out there, it's always the people's fault. It's not the policy's fault. And the people have been led down a path of I know what's best, because what's best for you is really the best for me, and I don't care about you. And that's where the political system and everything is in the world today. But where are we financially, spiritually, personally blind to the ineptness of the world? And that's a question I have to really ask myself. Where have I been inept? And I started this journey about 13 years ago, and I got into all the heal, the change, the pain, and the transformation, and the create, and heal. All it left me was with a spiel of mundaneness. It isn't until I started writing my writings in rhymes that I opened my eyes to see there is a better way to experience life, because I witnessed the revealing of my real talent. And that is where the world is really challenged today, because they're really struggling in discovering they have the talent. We're on such a fast pace with the computers, and we let the computers run our life. We let everything but us run our life. We're so busy trying to look good in somebody else's eyes, we forget to look good when we look in the mirror. And that is something that we really have to expand out of. And that is something the world is really mundane and too blocked in right now. Oh, we got people running around the world saying, I'm going to change your life, but they're just living the pain of change. And something I really realized, and I really become a student of this, reading all the books and all the literature and everything out there is pretty much following the same path, same course, just different people saying it. And, you know, that is all good. But until you ingrain and seizure the blocks that lock you in to society's way, we'll stay stuck in the mundane of the muck of the duck. We'll be ducking the goodness of ourselves. It's a person you see in the mirror that is really the sphere, the seer of your life, the one readily ready to expand your life and engage in your who you are. And the innovation is we're going to get back to being pioneers and the nomads. We're going to have to be mobile, agile, frugal, or we're going to have to be omni-ific terrific. And omni-ific is the most powerful, energizing energy in the world. See, this world is so busy being busy and productive, it's afraid to expand. What does busy tell you? Well, that means your mind is racing at 300 miles an hour. You're busy, dizzy, trying to do something and always at a high rate of speed rather than be relaxed and do it in a cold, calm, cool, collective way. And if you look at the world today, we're hustling faster for less than we've ever done. And when we got off the gold standard in the 70s, you can really, really relate to the to our challenges. Getting off the gold standard was probably one of the most devastating challenges this country has ever faced, and we didn't realize it, but we are realizing it now. Because without getting off the gold standard, in my opinion, and in my way, that's the only way free trade could happen, because when you have a solid intrinsical money system, you're solvent. And in order to make us insolvent, we had to get off the powers to be of the world, the self-control. They had to get us off of the gold standard and off of the solidness of a country. And the fiat currency has been tried. Everything that's been done here, free trade was actually tried in the 1600s. And it was a complete failure. Just like free trade and illegal immigration is a severe challenge today. But how is actually illegal immigration not illegal, but a way for them to control the people and actually infiltrate the country to lower the wages and lower our standard of living down? And that's what it's doing. And, you know, we was promised a free, with NAFTA, we was promised the world, all those, the illegal immigration, it all stopped. Well, has it? NAFTA has a real name. It's called SHAFTA. But here's the thing. It all doesn't matter today, because the people of the world today encompass the wisdom to move it forward. We have to, the people of the world and me, myself, we have to open our eyes to see the enterprising. But how is everything we're doing today actually falling into the hands of the world? You know, we got corporate farming. Everything is big. There's nothing small and unique about the United States no more. And that's what we really got to give back to, is the small uniqueness to make one large cooperative world. And when you really step back to look in the world, what are your talents? What are you good at? And failure, you know, everybody says, oh, that costs money, this costs this, this costs this. We always look at the negative before we look at the positive. your talent. And what's really what really opens you up is when you're really ready to let go of the business models of today. Because they're trying to model you after the corporations who have actually monopolized the world because they own everything. And that's where we really have to fissure with innovation and small individuals going to swap meets, whatever it is, to sell our products to each other. And we really have to start buying community-wide to get rid of the chain. And, yeah, it's going to be a painful experience, but it's going to be a rewarding experience. And that's not true. It is not going to be a painful experience. It's going to be an eye-opening experience, and we're going to learn how to cooperate and talk with each other. And that's where the world will really expand in every way. But it's us expanding into our innovative talent. And you can change. What would you rather do? This world loves change, but it loves changing in a rotation of the same. And if you read what people write, they quote people of the past. There's very few people writing their own quotes. I write my own quotes at cowboy-wisdom.com and on my WordPress blog at cowboywisdomnlpcoaching.wordpress.com. My writings come from me, and I only write for myself. I am not here to tell you what's going on in my life. You know, social media is great, but people want to tell me what's all in their life. And the more you tell, the more you smell a drama. And then you live the trauma of the apprehension that you're really wanting people to okay. You know, when people started coming west in the 1800s and the 1700s, they had to have a courage because they didn't have a chance to fly. They had to walk the ground and understand what's going on. And there was a lot of hidden challenges. Today, we're in the same challenge. The only thing is, we're doing it with billions of people instead of just a few. So when you go through your day, what is something that has your heart and captures your mind to have you free-flowing into your sire desires? And what is going on inside? How is a conscious mind locked and blocked in a certain way? The conscious mind locks you up, so you have to be a follower. And it is the spirit, body, mind solutions going forward. And I read a lot of stuff, and everything on Facebook that serves personal growth, it's all pretty much the same. So you got to be omni-ific terrific, and that's enterprising. Being an emotional, enterprising entrepreneur, how are we afraid to feel success and wealth? How are we afraid to feel the wealth of a challenge? How are we afraid of that? Because a challenge is just fissure in an old pattern. But today, we're so afraid of challenge, we stay in a recession. And that's what we're doing right now. Oh, we got people running, but none of them have a plan. It's the same Harvard Law School, Business School plan that we've lived forever. The people that come out of Harvard have a disrespect, and out of the business schools have a disrespect for common people. And, you know, when you hear guerrilla marketing, they tell you not to listen to a no. And, you know, that's not true. When somebody says no, and that's why salesmen have such a bad thing. You know, it used to be if you was an hourly worker, you meant something in this country. Now if you're a salesman and a swindler, you can mean something to the world. We've really lost our moral and ethical values. This country is morally and ethically bankrupt because it's about how we can flim-flam rather than scam somebody rather than engage in solid, entrepreneurial, moving the world forward. So what are your entrepreneurial talents? What are you afraid to see and discover about yourself? That is what I'm really worried. That's what I'm really curious about for you. How are you a courageous scout, scouting the Badlands of the Dakotas or riding the Teton Range mountains looking for your wealth and success? How does everything in life look like a mountain? And I write to expand people, and I've heard, oh, your reading is writing's too hard to read. It isn't that my heart writings are too hard to read. People are unwilling to expand and let go of the mundaneness of easy. We're living in the sleazy of easy instead of in the majesticness of a cascading cash flow. There is people out there making money, but they're out there engaged in their own talent. And you know, the computer age has brought a lot of millionaires, but the people ourselves, we're afraid to educate ourselves because it's going to be uncomfortable. And in the spiritual world and in the coaching world, you have to sacrifice. That's a lie. You don't sacrifice when you're expanding. You engage in your own talent, energize. See, people in the coaching world and the spiritual world actually have a very negative vocabulary, thinking they have one. With Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, that's neuro-linguistic innovation. That's copyrighted by Cowboy Wisdom and me. It's about engaging in words and linguistic and in the innovation. The end comes from the heart. And people are afraid of every facet of their life because it is not going to be about sitting around and going down to the beer joint. And we've allowed beer and alcohol and drugs to consume the talent of this country. But there's still 2% of this world going to lead. And the blue collar will lead the white collar smugness out of this world. See, they're too dug in and smug. The white collar is too dug in and smug to see the forthright entrepreneurial talents of the blue collar people and the middle class and the independent voter. See, the Republicans and Democrats have power in this country, voting power. The independent voter and the independent entrepreneur, they're kind of left to defend because one, the Democrats want to take care of everybody and the Republicans only want to take care of the wealthy. And they can't see the rich in the blue-collar worker. The wealth of the United States is in the class of the blue-collar worker. It really is. And, you know, there is good in all everything, but when somebody thinks their education gives them more rights and more talent than somebody that can physically do something, because it no matter what's on paper, somewhere in the world, it's going to meet a physical outcome. And that's what we're really afraid of because we're a spiritual energy, relishing our spiritual experiences, opening our spiritual savant, sapient to move the world forward. The only one that can move this world forward is you. And as we go through life, people today in the United States to give people that lack personal responsibility and personal values, they put them in positions of power. I was working for an electric contractor in Moses Lake, Washington in 2007. They had the most inept dingbat running the job that couldn't even tie his shoelaces. But he was egotistically arrogant and treated the men like shit. And you know, here's the thing. That's going to come back to bite that man. Look at everybody in the world that's done something unsavory. That karmic debt will come back and bite this man. And we had another guy on that job. He thought he was God's gift to the world, but he had an accident and killed some people. He's in jail today. Sorry for the people, but the man had it coming. Humble pie sneaks up on us. In the United States, we're getting ready to eat some humble pie because we don't strive to arrive in our genuine, omnipotent sapience to expand ourselves, to expand the world. We're waiting for the college medication of the world to put a salve on everything and fix it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be quite frank. There isn't anybody in the political arena, the business arena, going to move this world forward. It's up to you and me, and we're going to be free to expand our inner innovation. The sooner we stop allowing other people to dictate our life, the sooner we're going to expand and open our eyes. And see, we're in such a manipulation now. Even the spiritual and the coaching world are trying, are manipulating people into feeling this. And, you know, there's seminars out there you can go to for 3 days, 5 days, 6 days. But here's the thing. I've got it down to 3 hours. And it's about being willing to engage in your daily life without any egotistical arrogance, where you think you have to be smarter or better than somebody to realize every man is my friend. No man is my friend. No man is my teacher. I mean, no man is my enemy. Every person in the world is my teacher. That comes from The Game of Life from Gordon Scovel Shin. That's a quote. But today we run around in a sheeple silliness that the people in power and people that own business actually have my best interest at heart. All they care about is that bottom line, and that's what they're in business for. Yes, there is good employers out there. Absolutely, don't forget that. But here's the thing. They're still in business for themselves. And they are using your talent, which is their right because you signed the paper and asked for the job, to move the world forward. And as we open our eyes to see what's going on, we got to open up and look inside ourselves for the talent. We all have an entrepreneurial, inventive talent to expand the world into a sharp new realm of prosperity. But we're afraid because we're going to look silly and we're going to be ridiculed by society. As long as society's ridiculing me, they're leaving you, everybody else, alone. But it's being willing to make society go, ooh, and they'll, oh, my God, look at this. And then all of a sudden you have a Microsoft, Edison light bulb, Kentucky Fried Chicken, electricity. Every inventor in their life has been called crazy, silly, and basically crazy, stupid, and all that. But stupid is just a silly, tormented individual that is terrorizing themselves. Because there's no stupid people in the world, only stupid people using the word stupid because they feel that way about themselves. And when you take a lot of the words out of your life will expand. But I've really been a student of this personal growth in the spiritual world, and I come to this conclusion that the spiritual world and the coaching world actually play into the world of corporate cloning. And it's about expanding people out of the corporate cloning into a new paradigm of wealth and success. When you allow yourself open your eyes to your talent, you will unleash your tenacious, astute, lively, emotional, new talisman sapience to tantalize the world with a new way to experience life. That's where the world is today. We're so caught up in everything that's panic mode, it's hard to understand that we're the ones in the panic fanatic trying to expand. When we unleash and become quiet and allow the silence to expand us, we let go of everything. But it isn't until we choose to engage in that inner talent. Because everybody's got a song, a book, a gadget, something to expand the world. But we're afraid of it because it's not going to happen overnight and it probably isn't going to happen instantly. It's going to maybe take anywhere from 1 second to the rest of your life. But what are you going to be doing with the rest of your life if you just stay in the mundane of the same? And the stock market, they use that for a manipulation. But if you get in on the right manipulation, you're going to do well. And it's fun for me. I love the stock market. I don't play it, but I like to follow it because I have guessed right, never done anything because I just didn't want, for some reason, I couldn't do it. But the world is, there is a talent there. The Forex, the options, there's so much opportunity here. But right now, you know, we're supposed to be at the end of the world at the end of the year, and we are actually in the dead end of everything we know. Because everything we know right now is as far as the world can go. It's about dropping the college medicated system, opening up a system of entrepreneurialism. And if I sell my manufactured goods to the world, or sell my, I am soulfully majestic in manifesting my desires, but it's the instant revealing of them desires is where you choose to expand. And you know, everybody's trying to sell a feel-good coaching system or step. There is no step. There's just everyday participation in the game of life, and it's your game and your life. And that's a genuine, astute, majestic, enterprising energy moving the world forward. But you are a genuine, affluent, magnificent entrepreneur moving the life forward, because when you allow yourself to let go of being stuck in the mundaneness of the silliness of society, you will move forward. And you, one thing about being a follower in the sheeple world, if you ain't the lead dog, the view and the smell never change. And it all looks the same, and it's all insane and the same. So when you choose to look in the mirror and see the seer, the soothsayer seer, say, I can expand because I am a canonized, astute, newborn entrepreneur moving my life forward. And everybody out there is an entrepreneur, but what are you willing to let go of to move forward? And it, and the way the world is right now, it's moving in circles. But they feel good in the circle of change, because when you go into the verticalness of expand, you're moving forward. And you're opening yourself to let go of the mundane, of the inflamed blame, of shame. It's about you opening them eyes to the talent you have to entrepreneurialize the world into your enterprising endeavor to move yourself forward and really, really see the talent in your entrepreneurial extravaganza. To walk your Broadway stage of success. How would that feel to walk your Broadway stage of success? I am Robert Allen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching, Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, and Common Sense Politically Incorrect. And Common Sense Politically Incorrect is about connecting entrepreneurs and people that choose to expand the world through innovative innovation. But my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My blog site is cowboywisdomnlpcoaching.wordpress.com. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I am open. I am about engaging people, because once you start seeing your talents, everything else goes away. And I ain't into telling the world we have challenges. Everybody understands them. I'm into the world to expand and energize the emotional, enterprising energy to allow people to feel good while moving the world forward as they live their desired life. And I want to thank you, and I will be here Thursday night to continue this. And this is going to be at least a once or maybe twice a month series on innovation. And we're going to really go deep into you. And I want to say good night, and thank you, everybody, for being here. Good night.